Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Cincinnati's Q102. Jeff and Jen morning show, 7:33, mix of sun and clouds. Temperatures near 58 right now, 35 at Cincinnati's Q102. Couple things. Pandemic tax scams. Jen was talking about this on the Facebook Live video this morning, and it's actually more common than you might realize. There's a lot of scams that people are taking advantage of, like these vaccine passports saying, you've got to have it by this certain date, and we sell them, and so you can pay us this amount of money, and we'll give you your vaccine passport because you can't travel without it, which is a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's scams like that, and then there are pandemic tax scams. As you know, the deadline was pushed back to May 17th. The IRS is giving us until May 17th due to the pandemic to file our taxes, which also means an extra month for scammers to try to steal your info. So here are three tax scams to be on the lookout for. Number one, missing stimulus payments. One of the biggest scams this year involves scammers telling you that the IRS needs additional information to send your missing or late stimulus check. And I could see how, you know, relatively savvy, sharp, intelligent people could fall for this, because if they were legitimately expecting a stimulus payment and it didn't come in right away, or it was delayed and they were wondering where mm-hmm. it was, mm-hmm. I could see how if they got a fake email saying, in order for us to process this, we need some additional information, you might take that bait.
Sure.
But the IRS will never contact you through email, text, or social media. So know that.
Yeah.
Fake charities is a big ploy, too. During a crisis like COVID, scammers will try to cash in on our desire to help out worthwhile causes. It might involve them posing as charities to get money from you, or asking for personal financial information like your Social Security number. So there's that. Unemployment benefits. If your information was leaked in one of those massive data breaches in recent years, criminals could have claimed unemployment benefits under your name. And since unemployment insurance is considered taxable income, if you're a victim of this type of fraud, you might discover your info was compromised when you get your tax forms and try to file your return. So if you get any communication, a lot of people say, well, you keep saying that they're not going to do this and they're not going to do that and they're not going to email me. If you have any questions or you get any kind of communication you're not sure about, you can call the IRS directly to verify it.
Yeah. Like I'm not in trouble, but I have like a dispute because I already filed my taxes and they're telling me that they said I didn't pay enough in, but I am missing a payment. And all of that correspondence has been through the mail. Like they send you this official Ohio Department of Taxation thing, and there's like all these logistics, and mm-hmm. you know, it looks very, very official.
And you can also report tax fraud on the IRS website, which is irs.gov. By the way, a member of parliament in Canada was caught totally naked during a Zoom meeting on Wednesday. you know, we were just talking about this.
I'm telling you.
And there are some, I'm fascinated by the ones that will not let you mute, or they won't let you just run with a blank screen like your name on it or
they
something.
They ask you not,
because they want
you
to be
not to. They want
engaged.
You to be present, and they want to, you know, see your face. I mean, if they're going to talk to you.
Yeah. He said, my video was accidentally turned on as I was changing after going for a jog.
It's like, why even risk it? Just don't take it with you into the bathroom. Don't change your clothes in front of it. Don't even scratch yourself in your unmentionables.
Right.
Just don't.
Yeah. So I've told the story before about how my grandfather was a contractor. He was a builder. He started out as a mason. He was a bricklayer. And he would make these beautiful brick walls, many of which still stand today in various parts throughout New England and Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. You'd be driving down a road, down a country road, you might see a brick wall helping to support say a hill or something. He built that, and my mother would point them out whenever she would see them. Your grandfather built that. Well, he also built the house that my mother grew up in. And I've told the story about how the state of Massachusetts came knocking on his door saying, sir, we want to buy your house to build a highway here. And he said, you can't. It's not for sale. They said, well, we need this land because mm-hmm. we want to build a highway. And so we're going to buy it and we're going to tear it down. He says, the hell you are. I built this with my bare hands. He was that kind of guy. Mm-hmm. So they reached a deal where they would move the house. He wouldn't sell it to him. But he said, if you can move it, you will move my house, but you won't tear it down. You won't buy it. You won't tear it down. You can move it. So that's what they agreed to do. They moved the house, and now the house to this day still stands. There's another family living in it, and it is butted right up against the very highway that they built.
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens, I dated a girl in high school who lived in that house. Her family doesn't live
there
anymore, but she did live in that house for a while. And just that whole neighborhood, my grandfather ended up building another house down the road. So that whole street is kind of right up against the highway, and mm-hmm. it's just sort of part of the soundtrack there. You know when you move in, it's going to be loud because you're right up against this freeway, the Route 2 freeway in Lexington, Massachusetts. Well, there was a woman in England who recently bought a 3-bedroom house. She bought this house right next to the highway. And now she's complaining about the noise. The internet is not being very sympathetic.
Oh, God.
Because she went to seven showings.
She went to seven viewings of this house. I will tell you this. When the first house that I ever bought in Tampa, of course, we had been there multiple times. Right. Looking at the house and getting ready to move in and after club. I mean, lots and lots of times. Very first night sleeping there, there was this noise that shot me out of the bed. I'm like, what the hell is that? We were in a flight pattern.
Oh.
We lived about 15 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
And I would never, never once heard a plane.
In all those visits,
not once.
So if you've ever flown in or out of Tampa International Airport,
mm-hmm.
chances are you have buzzed the top of Jen's old house.
It's possible.
Hey, I always say whenever I'm taking people to a house they like and they like it, I was like, come back during rush hour. Come mm-hmm. back when kids are getting on the school bus. Come back at night.
Because
Sunday afternoon, going to an open house, there ain't nothing going on in that neighborhood, but you know, check it out during rush hour.
Our former house backed up to 275 East, right around like the Ronald Reagan Blue Rock connector area. And I will say, unless you lived there for one full week, you never would have known all of the noises that were
mm-hmm.
happening.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically Quaker Steak and Lube bike night.
Like, oh, that's funny.
I'm not kidding you.
Yeah.
Wednesdays at 10 p.m., rah, 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 rah. Like, you would have no idea unless you lived there for one
right.
week.
Well, the internet is not being very sympathetic to this woman because they're like, look, lady, you went to seven viewings of this house, which is right up against the highway, before you and your husband finally bought it. But she says they only visited in off hours when it wasn't so loud. So now she wants the city to lower the speed limit so cars don't drive so fast on that highway.
Basically, when we moved in, we only found out the day after how horrendous it was. It normally starts at around about 5:30. You can hear the...
I mean, you can hear that. Listen to that traffic. Because I'm trying to understand her and that traffic.
At around about 5:30.
Rounding her out.
You can hear the SUVs.
What?
Hurtling past. So much so that the vibration goes into the bed. So we have to go to sleep with earphones, with earplugs in, because we know we're going to get woken up.
Really? Seven
that sucks.
Showings?
That
seven?
Sucks.
Wow. Yeah, I know.
I feel bad for her.
Yeah.
But
that might have been operator error. Usually is.
Whoopsies.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. It's Friday.
It is Friday.
Yeah, Friday's a great day to win money.
Yes, it is.
Do you get your weekends off?
I do. We're camping this weekend.
Are you camping?
Where are you going camping?
Fun.
Beechwood Acres.
Sweet. Have you been there before?
We have.
A favorite family spot?
One of them.
One of them?
Yeah.
So who else going?
So it'll be me and my family of five, and then my mother-in-law and father-in-law, and then my brother-in-law and his family.
Jeez, that's a lot of people. Do you all like each other?
I was just going to say.
We love each other.
What meal are you in charge of?
Chicken tacos.
Hey, nice. Oh, that sounds good.
Go and don't forget the sour cream.
Definitely not.
All right.
Anna, have you played before? Did you win?
I did.
I thought so.
Oh, was she
I
think, the vowel?
I feel like when she started talking, I realized who she was.
Were you the letter E?
I was.
Yeah.
Oh, that was impressive. That was good.
We were just talking about you yesterday because that guy got I.
That was hard.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you know, it's letter I. We're like, hey, no more complaining about vowels. Think of Anna. Anna did it.
Anna did it. If Anna could do it, you could do it.
That's right.
Let's hope I have the same luck today.
Yeah, right. Let's see. Let's see if we can do it, Anna.
See what you got here.
What is it?
You have the letter V.
V.
This could be challenging for, you know, your average person, but I don't know. I don't know.
V's a hard letter.
We're talking Anna here.
So. Yeah, Villa Hills.
Yeah. Villain. Vacuum.
Vajayjay.
Vaccination. Ew.
Victory. How do you spell victory?
Villanueva.
Uh-huh.
Villanova.
There you go.
Valentine.
Yeah.
Vix.
Mm-hmm.
Vapor.
Jeff, you're giving her a lot of answers.
Sorry.
Chill out, dude, for the love of God.
I'm on a roll.
Can Jeff just play?
I know.
Venezuela. I was just thinking Venezuela. Venezuela. All right.
Vuvuzela.
Vuvuzela.
Oh, my God.
Remember those things were like that?
Yeah.
Vibrate.
They kind of sound like the cicadas that are coming, all that.
Oh, I'm not looking forward to those.
No, yeah. Me neither.
Anyway, feel free to use any of those or not. We're just pulling stuff out of our butt over here.
I'm taking mental note.
All right.
Putting 30 seconds on the clock.
Here we go. With the letter V, Anna, name a weekend activity.
Pass.
Something yellow.
Velveeta.
An appetizer.
Veal.
Something hot.
Vegetables.
A job.
Victoria's Secret model.
A country.
Venezuela.
Something soft.
Velvet.
A verb.
Victory.
A store.
Pass.
Something wet.
Vagina.
A weekend activity.
Vanishing.
Oh, verb. Oh.
Ah, you got 9.
So close.
I'm so glad you said that.
What was the weekend activity?
I don't remember.
I think she said vanishing.
Vanishing.
I was going to say vacation.
Vacationing, yeah.
That would have been a good one.
Oh, man.
The victory, I don't know, would work as a verb.
I know. I was going to go back around.
Yeah, that's why you came back to that one.
I came back to that. But a store was the other one.
Victoria's Secret. You said Victoria's Secret.
Van Loonen's.
Van Loonen's.
That was a store.
Do you remember Venture?
No.
You guys never know Venture stores? Uh-uh. They were like another twist on Walmart or Target, kind of like a store.
You could have done Vuvuzuelas R Us or something. I'm sure that exists somewhere, right?
I'm sure.
Dang, girl. That was good.
Yeah, Anna. You are a beast. You are a 1K letter of the day beast.
Yes, you are.
I play every single day, whether I actually get on air to play or I yell at my radio.
You practice.
You're very good at that game.
Thanks.
All right. Well, listen, have fun camping. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right. Yeah. Take it easy. We'll talk to you next time. Yeah. You know she's calling back.
Yeah.
Next time Anna calls, again. I don't think we need to say any of the words.
No. I know.
I know. That's why I got kind of upset with Jeff. I'm like, zip it. She's already good on her own. She was doing so well.
No, I wasn't doing that for her. That was for me.
Oh. Well, you won. You would have really done well with all those V words.
Mm-hmm.
8:27 with Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102, sun and cloud mix. Temperatures near 58 today. Right now it's 41 at Cincinnati's Q102. What do you say we check the roads here while we're thinking about it? Here's Tori now with your latest Q102 traffic.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.